And I want to welcome you to the podcast for this week. On the I Want to Know More podcast this week, we're going once again to 2 Samuel 22 and comparing it in parallel with Psalm number 18. All right, let's get back into the study that we've been going through for the last several weeks. We've got several weeks left, I'm sure. The primary point of this study is to look at the differences between these two passages. These two passages have tremendous similarities, but we're looking at the differences. And most of the differences boil down to one of a couple of different things. One of them was written much later than the other one, and David is expounding a little bit more, or maybe he's expounding less on what the Lord's doing in this psalm based upon his experience. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that the two psalms, because I keep wanting to say Psalm 22, 2 Samuel 22, but it is a psalm. It was something that was recorded that David sang. Psalm 18 was intended for the people to sing. And so there are some differences there. We got down to a verse number 20 in 2 Samuel 22, verse number 19 in Psalm 18. So picking right up there, I find that this one is identical. This verse is identical. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And I say identical, they're almost identical. Almost. There's one difference. Can you see the difference? Do you see the difference here? One of the tiniest bits of difference. Notice the difference? 2 Samuel uses a colon, two dots on top of each other, and Psalm 18 uses a semicolon, which is a dot over a comma. Now, those are some of the smallest differences you'll find in Scripture. The difference here is very small. But in English, the difference between the semicolon and the colon is one subordinates the following clause, the other does not. The semicolon coordinates two independent clauses. The colon subordinates the following clause to the former clause. So David, when he is singing Psalm 22, or 2 Samuel 22, he is subordinating the thought, he delivered me because he delighted in me, to the thought, he brought me forth also into a large place. The second part is subordinate to the first. But in Psalm 18, there are two identical complete thoughts. And that's because his delight in us, his taking us into a large place, are equal in importance. And so, he brought me forth also into a large place is a full thought. He delivered me because he delighted in me is also a full thought. Slight differences. I almost missed that one. I did. I almost missed that difference, but they are different. There is a difference in meaning. And in the case of 2 Samuel 22, it is David that is doing the singing. In Psalm 18, it is the congregation is supposed to sing this. Verse number 21, 2 Samuel 22, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. Verse number 20 of Psalm 18, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. Notice here again, we have a colon in 2 Samuel. We have a semicolon in Psalm 18. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into deriving doctrinal differences. I just will make note that it is a difference in emphasis. It's a difference in emphasis. It is taking the two clauses on either side of that semicolon and making them equal, as opposed to the colon taking the first clause and subordinating the second clause to it. The second clause is dependent upon the first. In the Psalm 18 case, they are independent of one another. And so the Lord's rewarding, and according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me, are of equal stature. David subordinates the recompense to the rewarding. All right, verse number 22, Second Samuel 22. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Verse 21 of Psalm 18 is identical, I believe. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Now, I know there's sin involved here. I know there's sin. And David understands sin. But he also understands that when you get the chastisement complete and the chastisement is over, it's as if it never happened in terms of the Lord. Now, in terms of people, there's still consequences and there's still things going on there in terms of the people. Next verse, in 2 Samuel chapter number 22, it's verse number 23. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. Verse 22 in Psalm 18 reads a little differently. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. Again, we have the colon found in 2 Samuel 22. We don't have the semicolon in Psalm 18, but we have the equivalent of it, comma, and. That's also a coordinating conjunction that does not subordinate the second clause to the first. The colon does. And here again, we have equal import to the second clause as to the first. Whereas when David's singing it, he is emphasizing that first clause and he's making the second one subordinate to it. I find that interesting. I find it interesting that he wrote it in that way. Now, again, Hebrew is a very broad language. So is English. And we do ourselves disservice if we put razor sharp meanings and razor sharp differences of meaning between two words. We have to be real careful, understanding that there are broad strokes and it's a broad meaning and it's a song, not just scripture. It's a scriptural song. Verse 24, 2 Samuel 22. I was also upright before him and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Verse 23 of Psalm 18, I was also upright before him and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Now, they're slightly different here. And have kept myself as opposed to I kept myself in Psalm 18. Very little meaning difference there. There's not a lot of meaning difference. I mean, you'll see a little difference. More than likely, the difference here is one of tone. When sung, it would sound a little different. Different words do sound different when they're sung. And different songs, the same songs can sound different just being sung at different speeds, much less with different words or different language. Verse 25, 2 Samuel 22. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. Now, verse 24 of Psalm 18 is somewhat longer. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. Now, the cleanness of my hands versus my cleanness. Now, David knows his hands are bloody. He can't sing the same song that he gives the people to sing. He gives the people to sing it and says, your hands, my hands are clean before him. David couldn't sing that. David couldn't sing that because his hands were dirtied. They were dirtied with the sin that he committed with Bathsheba and the sin that he committed in having Uriah the Hittite killed. Little difference there. Difference between what David can reasonably sing versus what he can have the rest of the congregation sing. Verse 26, 2 Samuel 22. With the merciful thou wilt shew thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt shew thyself upright. And verse 25 of Psalm 18, with the merciful thou wilt shew thyself merciful, with an upright man thou wilt shew thyself upright. Notice a little difference. And the difference is the versus an. With the upright man, as opposed to with an upright man. Little different. Not a lot. A little. An upright man means any old upright man. But the upright man's talking about a particular one. Talking about a particular one. And then, and let's look. Let's see if this is paralleled in the rest of this. Because there's a series of this. Verse 27, 2 Samuel 22. With the pure thou wilt shew thyself pure, and with the froward wilt thou shew thyself unsavory. Verse 26, Psalm 18. With the pure thou wilt shew thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt shew thyself froward. Very similar, but unsavory versus froward. Now, the meanings are very similar. But when David is saying he was froward, he's saying the Lord left a bad taste in his mouth. That's what he's saying. That's what unsavory means here. Verse 28, 2 Samuel 22, and the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. Now, there's a big difference here in verse 27 of Psalm 18. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. Thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down, is a longer way of saying essentially the same thing. But maybe when David actually went and sung this, he sung a little flair, and the syllables lined up a little bit odd, and it required some skill in singing that maybe the rest of the congregation wouldn't have. You know, sometimes songs do that. I know of several songs that some people add some words and add a few, add syllables to it, and even change the timing of the song. There's a number of songs that are that way. A number of our old songs. Verse number 29, 2 Samuel 22. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Now, verse number 28 of Psalm 18 reads a little different. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now, that's a difference. That's fairly substantial. In the first case, in 2 Samuel 22, for thou art my lamp. But in Psalm 18, he says, for thou wilt light my candle. My candle, my own lamp. There's a little difference there. There's a little difference in terms of where the light's shining from. Saying, thou art my lamp. David can say that. David can sing that. But when he goes to tell the people what to sing, he doesn't assume that they're saved, that they're born again. He says, thou will light my candle. Little difference. Verse number 30, 2 Samuel 22. For by thee I have run through a troop, By my God have I leaped over a wall. Verse 29, Psalm 18, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Now, here we have a doubled up coordination between the two clauses in Psalm 18. We have the semicolon, and then we have an and. And that provides even a little bit more separation between those clauses, making them even more independent of each other. Whereas, again, 2 Samuel 22, we have a colon, not a semicolon, and an and. Meaning the second half of that is subordinate, not as important as the first half. But in Psalm 18, the emphasis is in a different direction. Verse number 31, 2 Samuel 22. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust him. Verse 30, Psalm 18. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust him. All them versus all those. And we have the reverse. Here we have 2 Samuel using the semicolon and Psalm 18 using the full colon. And again, that changes the emphasis on the clauses. It changes the relationship. It's not a big change. I want to make that clear. It's not a big change. And it may be more of a tonal change, a change in the way it's sung, than an actual change in meaning. That often happens with sung words versus spoken words. Sung words, you can omit words, and there's certain ways you can do things a little different, and you can shorten words, like, for instance, the old song, Power in the Blood. Now, how would you feel like if you sung it and it was, there is power, power, wonder-working power? That sounds different from the way we typically sing it. There's power, power, wonder-working power. It's a different number of syllables. It sounds different. It has different emphasis. It hits differently. And again, these two psalms, here looking at them side by side, we're seeing the differences that make up a psalm that was a private psalm of David himself singing it before the Lord versus the psalm that made its way into the songbook, which is a little different. And again, we use the example of Because He Lives. How sweet to hold our newborn baby. Most people can't sing that and mean it that way. So most songbooks record it as How Sweet to Hold a Newborn Baby. But if you go back to the original recording of it with Bill and Gloria and Danny Gaither, the Gaither Trio, it's sung How Sweet to Hold Our Newborn Baby because Bill and Gloria Gaither had just had a child. See? There's a difference between them being able to sing that and everybody else in the songbook singing that. Verse number 31, 2 Samuel 22, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust him. And again, verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. All right, verse number 32, 2 Samuel 22. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Verse 31, Psalm 18, slightly different. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? Is it different? Yeah, it is different. There's a comma in 2 Samuel 22, 32. Who is a rock, comma, as opposed to, or who is a rock save our God? A little difference in timing, a difference in pacing, a difference in tempo. That would sing differently, but not mean any different. Again, these were designed to be sung. One was designed to be sung by the crowd. One was sung by David. Okay? And that's part of the differences here. I find it interesting studying the differences. I hope that's okay with everybody. I know you're probably wanting to say, well, what does that mean? Okay, maybe we'll come back to it, look at the combined version of it, and go through the meaning of it. We may do that yet. All right. Verse number 33, 2 Samuel 22. God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. Verse 32, Psalm 18. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. That's quite different. It means the same exact thing, but it ties it up a little differently. And again, it's going to sound differently. The lyrics are going to, as they're sung, they're going to sound out differently. And that sounding out differently is going to give a different feel to that line depending on, because of who's singing it, the congregation.